you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Black Label presents Heavy Montreal, the heaviest festival in Canada. Back for a 10th edition. 2 days of rock and metal. July 27th and 28th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau. Witness Slayer perform their last show in Quebec ever. Performances by Ghost, Godsmack, Evanescence, Slash, Anthrax, Steel Panther, Killswitch Engage, and many more. 40 bands playing 4 stages on a festival site that you have to see to believe. Festival passes are on sale now. Visit HeavyMontreal.com. Produced by Avenco.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. This is the Sean Baker Orchestra with Which Way to Radioland.
Mark Striegel, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. It's been a crazy week for me, so unfortunately, this episode's going to be on the shorter side, but I'd like to think maybe I'll get a second episode up later this week. I don't know for sure. If not, definitely next Tuesday. But I'm definitely a little stressed getting this one up. I usually record them a few days in advance, but this one is being actually recorded on Tuesday the 28th with the expectation that I will post it on time today on Tuesday, October 28th. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. Is that the word? Fruition? Fruitwishing? I don't know. Anyways, we have Ted from Hong Kong Sleepover, a band that Rob Dukes introduced me to, a former singer of Exodus, current singer of Generation Kill. You got the Dukes EP up there on Spotify, always a good listen. Yeah, maybe we'll do a little of Rob Dukes in a bit. But yeah, Hong Kong Sleepover, man, I'm really digging these guys. And it turns out that they know another friend of Emily, my wife Emily, and I, who is Tony Higbee, who we just saw recently with Damon Johnson's band in New York City at the Iridium. A great, great player of the Les Paul, Tony Higbee, also friends with Hong Kong Sleepover. And Tony, of course, also plays with Tom Kiefer. So, yeah, man, a couple friends of the Talking Metal family already connected with Hong Kong Sleepover. So I am so thrilled to be introduced to their music and to talk with Ted Renner here on the podcast. So let's do this. And I apologize to Ted because I know we recorded this interview ages ago and I'm just getting it up now. So, yeah, man. So here we go. A little Hong Kong Sleepover here on Talking Metal. Fire and Blood is the name of this one. Mark Spiegel of the Talking Metal Podcast and checking in from the band, the Hong Kong Sleepover, Ted Renner, the vocalist of the band. Ted, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Yourself?
Good, good. And nice to meet you. And I'm really, really digging the music. Butcher and Bolt is now out. It's the new album you guys put out. And my friend Rob Dukes turned me on to it. It's really great stuff, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
I wanted to, just for myself and for the listeners who may not know much about the Hong Kong Sleepover, can you give us just the two minute bio on the band and where you guys are from and what you're all about, how you form, that type of thing?
Sure. We're from the middle of nowhere in Illinois. It's a small town called Macomb, Illinois. About three of us, myself and the guitar player and bass player, we all kind of grew up together locally, you know, within about 5 or 10 miles of each other. And playing in the same, you know, different bands and similar circles and hanging at the same bars most of our lives. And then our bass player is actually from Statesboro, Georgia, and just happened to move up here, and he was the right, you know, little bit of chemistry that we needed to complete the band. And we've been playing together for a little over 12 years now.
Wow, it's been that long. Cool.
Yeah. This is our third full-length album, and then we've got an EP that we put together a couple of years ago. So, yeah, it's pretty good. We're kind of a one-stop shop kind of a band. We do all of our own writing, recording, producing, you know, kind of pushing out for, you know, show promotion and things like that. So, yeah, it's been pretty good to us. We're really happy.
And as far as the genre of the music goes, you consider yourself just straight out heavy metal? Because, you know, I hear straight ahead metal. I hear maybe even a tad of punk influence, and I hear some maybe a little doom in there at times. What genre do you consider the band?
What we like to tell people is that we are either stoner metal or beer metal.
Right. Oh, beer metal.
And yeah. Beer metal. Yeah. Somebody said that to us a couple of years ago, and we're like, yeah, you know, that pretty much fits. I like to tell people, you know, from time to time, they say, well, you know, how would you describe the band? I said, well, we're kind of a cross between Motorhead and the Monkees, because
all right,
we try to go out there and play some of the heavier stuff, but we're really kind of campy and goofy. And, you know, we've got like a bunch of videos and things like that up on YouTube that we've done that are just, I don't know, just kind of silly and out there and whatever. We like to have fun with it, you know?
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what, right now we're going to check out a tune off of the new album, Butcher and Bolt, and then we're going to come back and talk a little more. This is Roller Derby Girls by the Hong Kong Sleepover here on Talking Metal.
Take me down to the roller rink, baby. Wanna see blood and I don't mean, baby. Step with a shape, hit with a spike. Cut the gym and deal with only a blade. Hey, hey. Tell the pretty, pretty to go running, hey. Let the older ego come and step outside. Mom and daddy, you got something to fear, cause the girls from the local roller derby are here, yay. Let's go sit in the front row, honey. We'll drink beer and I'll spend all your money. Crack a jackbox, press knuckle surprise. The ref fucks up and I'll black both his eyes. Tell the pretty, pretty to go running night. Let the older ego come and step outside. Mom and daddy, you got something to feed, cause the girls from the local roller derby are here, yay. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's important that you understand that I got me my own little roller derby girl. And she is hard in all the right places, and she is soft in all the right places. And from 9 to 5, she sits at a desk and she answers a phone. And she says, yes, Mr. So-and-so, and no, Mr. So-and-so on the line. But on Saturday night, she gets the itching and twitching a little bit. And she pulls out this pair of leather gloves and a padded with lead. And she laces up these skates that are so high-tech a rocket scientist couldn't understand them. And then she straps on this helmet that's got more scrapes and scratches and dings and bruises and bite marks and blood on it than a test pilot. And she gets to scraping those skates against that concrete floor and it sounds a little something like this. And she looks up at the stands at me and she says,
hey baby, which one's the referee? Every other bitch is gonna be living her fucking car tonight!
All right, the Hong Kong Sleepover with Roller Derby Girls, and I definitely want to hit another track off the record, Ted, before we let you go, but let's talk about the Rob Dukes connection, one of my good friends who, of course, played on so many great Exodus records and was a big part of that band for a while. He's currently playing with Generation Kill. And he does, I guess, a guest spot, right? Some, are they backing vocals or like, I mean, it sounds like they're kind of back in the mix, but I can definitely hear them. Co-lead vocals. How would you describe Rob's contribution to the new record on the song Salty yeah. About Mike?
I would say it's kind of a co-lead thing there at the end.
Yeah.
Rob, that was really just like the greatest fluke thing ever. We get an email or a text message on Facebook one day, some guy that's like, hey, this is who I am. I really dig you guys. And we're kind of, you know, usually you're really leery about things like that. And then we checked it out and we were like, holy crap, this really is Rob Dukes, man. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And he just approached us and was like, hey, is there anything, you know, can I help you guys out? Can I maybe help sing a track, whatever? And we immediately thought of this, thought it'd be great. And so we sent it to him with no direction whatsoever. We said, you do what you want to do and send it back to us.
Wow.
And I bet he sent us like 16 tracks. And we would listen to him. We'd throw them in there and listen to him, you know, and kind of mixed in and whatever. And there's actually about three of his vocal tracks in there along with my voice. And then there's that one that kind of call and answer thing, you know, where in the gap, he's throwing his own take in there. And
right. Happens later in the song. Yeah. I know. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just, it's really cool. It's really cool. So yeah, that was just, like I said, that was just dumb luck. He found us online. We hadn't reached out really or anything. He just found us and was like, hey, you guys are great. I love you guys. I want to help. It's like, okay, that's awesome. That's amazing. So, and then I reciprocated. He sent me a song not too long ago and kind of said, you know, I want you to sing these lines. And I did that and sent it back to him. And he was thrilled with the work that I did. So it's,
oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Really become a cool, yeah, it's really kind of a cool relationship. So,
wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And another guy that I'm very friendly with, my wife and I know him quite well, saw on the Hong Kong Sleepover Facebook page, Tony Higbee. How well do you know Tony of East Side Gamblers?
I've known Tony probably since the early 90s. So Tony grew up about 30 minutes from here, and he and I played in a band together for about 2 years called Split Personality. And then we played in another band a couple of years after that. But yeah, I've known Tony probably, I think I met him in about 94. So yeah, and as a matter of fact,
wow.
He was just,
you guys
here
played in a band together. Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah. And then he was here a couple of weeks ago with the East Side Gamblers. They came up and we played, East Side Gamblers and Hong Kong Sleepover played one night in the Quad Cities and then one night here in Macomb. And then Gamblers stayed at my house that night and then got up the next morning and drove back. So yeah, Stoney's a great guy, man. He is just one of a kind. So
absolutely, and also does playing with another friend of mine, Damon Johnson, who is we just saw Tony playing with Damon in New York City. So great guy for sure, and of course Tom Kiefer of Cinderella.
Oh yeah.
So what are the immediate plans? You guys are obviously an independent band, so I know you know. Leaving home and leaving your source of income and going on the road for months on a time, a lot of times isn't an option for a band like you. So are there plans to get out there and play outside of your hometown area? What's the plan to promote the great new record?
We would very much like to, what we've talked about is mini tours. If we could, you know, put something together with a smaller scenario where we go out for maybe 2 weeks at a time or, you know, a week and a half or a week at a time. We recently kind of sat down and had the conversation where we said, you know, we feel like we've done as much as we can do right now with this, you know, with promoting ourselves and advertising and all that. And so we recently kind of reached out and started to look for an agent, somebody that could, you know, where we feel like if you put us in front of the right people, we feel like we can knock it out of the park with our show. But it's the, we don't know who the right people are. We don't know how to get there. So we've kind of reached out to a few different, you know, a few different individuals and said, this is the kind of service that we're looking for. And, And we've had some good luck. We've had some good conversations. We're just trying to see what we can find right now. So, yeah, I mean, that's what our hope is. I mean, we would, you know, are we going to quit our day jobs and do all that type of stuff? Boy, the right opportunity would really have to come along for that to happen. But, you know, we have no problems traveling or going someplace and playing a big show. I mean, we just want to get out there, man. We want to have fun because I know that it's not going to last forever, you know?
Right on, right on. Cool. Well, we wish you the best of luck with that. And before we let you go, can you explain where the best place to get in touch with you guys online is? Is it the Facebook page, the website, Twitter?
Well, so our website is probably the best. If you go to thehongkongsleepover.com, we've got our Bandcamp page set up where you can buy merchandise, and then there's links that'll send us an email. Our email, I believe, is thehongkongsleepover@gmail.com. You know, and people can send us stuff. We're on Facebook. You know, we usually respond pretty quickly to Facebook messages, anything along those lines. It's really interesting, you know, the with social media and the world distribution, what it is. We get messages from people in Poland, and we get messages from people in Britain saying, oh my God, we love you guys. Where have you been? Things like that. So it's really just kind of interesting. But yeah, anybody that wants to get a hold of us, those are the easiest places.
Cool. Well, Ted, thank you for talking with us. And again, the new record is Butcher and Bolt. It's up on iTunes. It's on Amazon. It's on Spotify. It seems to be all over the place. So everyone needs to go out and support the Hong Kong Sleepover. And what number record is this for you guys? Butcher and Bolt. This is
our third one. Yeah. This is our third one. We had our first one was called Mustard. Our second one was called Bolshevik Firecrackers. And then we've got an EP out there called The Swedish Teaser. So, yeah.
Nice. Cool. Ted, again, thank you for your time. And we're going to do all we can to help promote the band here on Talking Metal. And yeah, right now we're going to check out the song you guys did with Rob Dukes. It's called Salty About Mike. And again, it's off of the Butcher and Bolt album by the Hong Kong Sleepover. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
machines, and it's your turn to claim. Up on your feet, you're gonna burn all you can see for foreign weight. Turns to dust, becomes a lie. How has it come to this? Now shut the fuck up, let me die in peace.
About Mike by Hong Kong Sleepover featuring Rod Dukes. Cool. Best of luck to you, Ted. And let's keep the rock going. This is Or By Not. I saw these guys play Dingbats. They sent me their CD. Going to feature a little of the music here. A Jersey band, I assume. And this one is called My Wicked Past here on Talking Metal.
Orbynot, O-R-B-Y-N-O-T. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but there you go. Check them out on Facebook or Twitter. And let's do some Rob Dukes, My Whole Life. Dukes here on Talking Metal off the Dukes EP. That's on Spotify. Check it out. And we're going to hit a request. Steven Saylor from Patreon. Thank you, dude, for all your support. You wanted, where is this note here? Oh, yeah. Future World by Pretty Maids. I know you were suggesting this for the intro where we say, you know, an oldie but a goodie or whatever, a classic that sounds still just as good as it did when we were kids. So anyway, sorry it's not in the intro, but here you go, Stephen, a little Future World by Pretty Maids. We'll be right back.
And we are going to call it today. Thank you, guys, for your support. And all the patrons, thank you, guys. You guys are rocking it. I love you. If you want a free bonus podcast every Friday, well, it's not free. You got to pay for it, actually. If you want a paid for podcast every Friday, join me on Patreon. And my co-host and I, Victor Ruiz, we post a new one every Friday. It's a bonus podcast for all our 29, 30 people on Patreon. You're the only ones who hear it. And it's good because we let loose. We talk free. We trash it. We, you know, I'm a little more free on that because I know no one's listening except the patrons. So we go off a little bit. And I love chatting with Victor. And that's called the Mark Striegel Podcast, available exclusively for our patrons. I also have Talking Metal sweatshirts available. They're now $50 discounted price. I have mediums through extra large. If you want one, hit me up through PayPal. The PayPal tab is, of course, on talkingrock.net. Please visit talkingrock.net and subscribe to my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/talkingmetal. All right, guys, that's it. Later.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.